KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. A Hologram for the King was based on the novel by Dave Eggers. It also has echoes of Death of a Salesman, Waiting for Godot, and Lost in Translation. But the distinctive vitality of the novel has been lost in this glum translation to the screen. Tom Hanks is Alan, an American salesman adrift in Saudi Arabia. He's not to blame, though, for the failings of the direction and script. Here's a case of consistently miscalibrated tone, from the first clumsy stabs at humor to the hero's default expression, which is painfully pained. The filmmaker was Tom Tykwer, directing from his own screenplay. Tykwer has done two fine features in the past, Run Lola Run and Heaven, but the choices he made in this one diminish the source material. Alan, as originally written, is a modern Willie Loman, down on his luck and desperate to parlay a vague connection with a nephew of the Saudi king into a business deal that'll turn his life around. Alan is also in the book a symbol of contemporary America struggling to cope with the challenges of globalized economy. He arrives in Saudi Arabia with the hope of selling a virtual reality system for corporate conferences, but then he cools his heels in the hot desert sands while waiting, like Godot, for a monarch who keeps declining to show up. Soon after Alan arrives in the film, it's clear where the emphasis is going to be, on a mixture of broad comedy and cloying sentiment that reduces him to a sad buffoon in an existential funk. He's as much George Babbitt as Willie Loman, greeting everyone he sees with a hail fellow well-met handshake and a country bumpkin's, "Where are you from?" There's an occasional reference to Alan's complicity in delivering the Schwinn Bicycle Company to its current owners in China. That's a really significant element in the book, but most of what befalls him here serves to certify the poor guy's isolation and cluelessness and to exclude any buoyancy that Tom Hanks might have contributed to the production. Comparisons to Lost in Translation are inevitable, and they're apt up to a point. But Sofia Coppola's poignant comedy played the frenetic energy of Tokyo against a pair of quietly superb performances by Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson. The only energy in A Hologram for the King comes from Alexander Black's smart, sly work as Yusuf, Alan's exuberant driver and guide, although a supposedly comic interlude in Mecca comes to nothing, and Sidse Babett Knudsen, who was so brilliant as Denmark's prime minister in the TV series Borgen, is totally wasted in a minor role. A Saudi doctor named Zara, she's played by Sarita Choudhury, brings romance into Alan's life toward the end, and with it a promise of spiritual regeneration. By then, though, it's too late for us, if not him. No way to care about virtual unreality. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.